With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hurt.
She took a hard fall off there.
Okay.
Boy, gosh, I hope she's okay.
The good news is we have none.
We have
no credibility.
That was amusing.
Can't ruin it. Hey, we're on a Pac-12 again. The Cougs are back on the Pac-12 network, taking on the Beavs. This was Dolores' first game. This is COVID. This is Dolores' first game with Rolovich. I know this game. We win.
Yeah, we do. You could tell right away that we had something special with that kid.
Yeah, we did. this is a good
guy. God, now he's bearing down.
Bear down. Is he the starter? Do we know? I mean, I guess camp hasn't opened up yet. But.
Has it come out what Arizona gave him?
The rumor was $300,000.
Okay.
Bear down. Yeah. Oh, God, I can't wait for college football.
I still like Delora, though. I know that he kind of screwed us in the Sun Bowl.
Kinda? What do you mean he kind of screwed us in the Sun Bowl?
But he planted the flag. I mean,
the guy was late to showing up to the bowl game because he was in Tucson meeting with Jed Fish and being illegally recruited by Arizona and then faked an injury
at halftime. He quit at halftime.
Yeah. So,
On the team.
I still kind of like him.
Well, don't you?
I'm grateful for what he did, but he's kind of a...
Doesn't he get a little bit of a pass because of the Apple Cup?
No, I don't know, man. Not really. I'm good. Coach, my back hurts. Really? Why is it? Well, you're going to Arizona next year. That's why your back hurts. So you don't want to hurt it anymore.
One of the most talented quarterbacks we've ever had. Top 10?
I think, for sure. I mean, it's everything you want in a quarterback on the field. He towed that line, which will be interesting to watch him at Arizona. He towed that line of being the cocky to confident. You know, how he carried himself.
Yeah.
And when it's going great for you, you love that, you know, and if it can always come. He's just a competitor. I mean, when you get him on the field, like he's kind of like Kyler Murray in a way, because the knock on him off the field was how much time he actually put into stuff.
We had a chance every game he started, though.
That's true. That is true. But now you got Cam Ward,
yeah.
The big old truck. Whose truck is bigger? The truck that Russell Wilson took in a training camp or Cam Ward?
What the heck was that Russell had?
Everyone's focusing on the jersey, but what about the truck? What the hell was that thing?
Is it true, like what women say about guys with big trucks?
I don't know. Small package? Is that
yeah,
deal?
I mean, is that true?
Well, I don't know. You have a Ridgeline. You tell me.
Well, that means I don't, you know, my masculinity is intact if I'm driving around in the Ridgeline.
That's kind of a big truck, isn't it?
Drove it last night.
How'd it go?
I bought an air, what do you call it? You know, like an air pressure filler.
Okay. For your tires?
I had to pump up the tires yesterday.
And okay.
Yeah, I took the Ridgeline out again. It was good.
Well, good for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have we given any more thought to the idea we had last week?
What was that?
About buying the Apple tracker and putting it on your Ridgeline and then leaving the keys in it. Down at a Mariners game where you illegally park by the Krispy Kreme and see if anyone will steal it. Because I contend that I don't think anyone would steal that car.
Yeah, they would.
Well, that's
why wouldn't they steal it?
Because it has grass growing in the back and it's a Ridgeline.
Yeah, it's got weeds in two different areas. Now, I almost sent you a picture of that yesterday.
Maybe the hobos will want it. I don't know. But I think it's an experiment and we don't even have to involve the police because we've got the Apple tracker on it.
I
and we'll know who's taking it.
It drove great last night. I drove it from Cougar Mountain to Island Crest Park over on Mercer Island back.
Good for you. Yeah. For what reason?
Kids were in the playoffs.
Oh.
Yeah. We had a playoff game at Island Crest Park last night. Okay. Washington A's.
How'd they do?
Winning 11-2 over Baden.
There you go.
Yeah. It's fun.
So what do we move on now? Where's the
play tonight at, I still call it BCC, Bellevue. It's Bellevue College, but yeah, we play tonight at 7:30.
Jamity, what's up with that Wednesday? Anders Hurst is once again here because it has been the longest recovery from whatever is plaguing Chris Kidd.
I think he's back tomorrow. So you were saying back waxing, but...
No, he actually
he's
got...
He's actually COVID and been sick.
No, no, no.
He doesn't have COVID?
No, nipple piercing gone wrong.
Nipple piercing.
Nipple piercing. He's actually punctured his nipple, and he's bleeding profusely. So... Shout out to all the kids out there who want to get nipple piercing. You know, boys and girls. Don't do it. And take Chris Kidd's word for it. And cause a severe damage, Jim. You ever thought about that?
I can't imagine the pain.
Nipple piercing?
The pain of doing that? I would want no part of it.
Don't do it.
No.
Headlines are brought to you by VenueKings.com. Cougs and Beavs right now are underway first quarter in Corvallis from 2020. No score. Delora's going to get away from a lot of pressure. He's going to pick up about 5-6 yards there, showing his athleticism for a young 18-year-old from the islands. So there's no score in that game. The Mariners win in dramatic fashion last night, 5-4. 22nd come-from-behind victories. Carlos Santana with a sack fly. They had a great final inning there with JP going the other way. Raleigh with a great hit. He's on a heater. Oh, boy, that Julio Rodriguez home run derby really wore him out.
Oh, okay.
Did it really? It really wore him out yesterday, didn't it?
He's 1-for-6 since the home run derby. He was 0-for-2 in the All Star game. 1-for-4 last night.
Really wore him out in that first at bat where he sent that ball into left field, and then did the Michael Jordan shrug from the NBA Finals.
That was really cool.
Can't let him participate in the home run derby. It will ruin his swing talk. That was a fun few days.
You like being right, don't you?
I keep receipts.
Yeah.
Because remember, when the sports radio talk, auditors come at the end of the year because so people are so concerned about that. We get audited at the end of the year. How many times we were right and wrong.
Okay. Gee, that guy was right about Julio in the home run derby.
Unbelievable.
But boy, he was way off on Drew Lock and Geno Smith.
Hey, and I heard Hugh today. Hugh, if you're listening, you're so wrong, Hugh. You're so wrong. It's going to be Geno time, and you know it.
Hugh was saying Geno was having a hard time reading that Saints defense.
Well, then how hard do you think Lock's going to have?
Oh, come on.
Huh?
Come on.
Lock's going to be a disaster.
You could go back to Condota and say you had him ranked higher than Lock by one spot.
What do you mean, Condota?
Well, Condota's doing the rundown every...
Did he have who ranked higher than who?
He had Smith ranked higher than Lock.
Well, of course, because...
By one spot.
Let me ask you this. And every Seahawk fan out there, who's the most trusted source of all Seahawks knowledge?
Bob
who covers
Condota.
The team. Who?
Bob Condota.
What did he... And he had Geno ranked higher.
He did.
That's right. Because he knows. Bob knows. That's a guy who has been covering hydros.
Day.
Been covering hydros for years. Probably in the Hydro Hall of Fame.
He grew up, I think, part of his childhood years over there in the Tri-Cities where they held the Columbia Cup?
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
He screams Tri-Cities.
Yeah.
Doesn't he?
I love the Tri-Cities.
Of course you do. Your next stop.
Don't you?
Yeah, I do. Hey, how about Live Golf? Hey, why don't you come join our tour? We're going to pay you a bunch of guaranteed salaries. And here's the best thing about it. It's only 12 events. That's all you got to do. 12 events. You can spend more time with your family. Don't have to be addicted to golf, all right? What was that in my ear? Oh, Live Golf is now expanding to add 14 more tournaments, raising it up to 25.
Are they?
Yeah.
Huh.
So,
where they're playing this week, I think.
I guess it wasn't just about we get to spend time with our family.
Where are they this week? Are they back over in England? Or?
So they're adding 14 events, but then they're going to make them play in international events like the Asian Tour.
Okay.
And others, raising it to 25.
Okay. Well, that's still manageable. What happened with Barkley? Is there any news on Barkley?
But let's say they all play in the 25. That's no different than they would play on the tour.
But it's different in that if you finish last, you get 125 grand.
So But I think that's what everyone's asking them to come out and say. Stop feeding us the line about spending more time with our family. It's just they gave you a guaranteed check and you don't want to miss a cut anymore and not get paid. And they don't even have cuts on this one. But.
Yeah, fair enough.
Barkley, I don't know. They just, other than the Patrick interview, just said, hey, pay me triple what I'm making at Turner, then I'll do it, I guess.
Do you think he'll go?
I don't think he will.
And do you think it'll be because he'll start thinking about morals and won't go because of, I'm not going to do that, I'm not going to take that blood money? Or do you think they're not going to offer him enough?
Nope, I think they're going to offer him enough. I think maybe not triple, but we'll see. I think Ernie Johnson is going to be the reason why he doesn't go.
Ernie Johnson? Hmm.
That's my prediction.
Okay.
I think he loves Ernie Johnson so much. Loves working with him specifically. And if Ernie, he confides in Ernie, and Ernie, you think Ernie Johnson would go to the LIV Golf Tour?
No.
Okay. So I think Ernie Johnson, I think he has so much respect and love for him that that will be the difference.
All right.
What do you think he's going to do?
Well, that comment he made to Dan Patrick made it sound like if the offer is high enough, he'll go. But I like to think that he's going to stay and be part of that greatest studio show ever.
All right, back to the Mariners. John Gray against Marco today. And they had almost damn near 26,000 people in attendance yesterday for that game. A good turnout.
It was a great crowd. And what's the deal now? We were supposed to be at Jimmy's today, but...
Just a little bit.
What happened? The Dogman guys took the equipment?
I don't know really where the equipment is at. Just there. We're not there.
So it's because of Kim Grinnell's and Chris Fetters that we're here in the studio and not part of the excitement down there across the street from T-Mobile Field? Am I right about that?
Plead the fifth. Hey, they're not going to play it. We'll play it. Louie Louie time. Track deep to left. Julio, he's back, everybody. That's right. Home run derby jinx.
Welcome back, Julio. Home run number 17. Goes that way. Yeah, that'll work. JP Frey at the second. Coming to third. Man, he's going to win them. He's going to score. Here's the throw. Got it. Time. Kyle Lowry. What a night. Home run. RBI double. New ball game at 4-4. Bottom nine. Fly ball. Medium center field. Here comes Cal. Here's the throw to the play. Mariners win it, 5-4. Carlos Santana gets it done, 5-4. 22nd come from behind win.
A big thanks to the Mariners, Root Sports. Dave Sims on the call for the use of those highlights. The Mariners are victorious again yesterday, 5-4. They'll go for the sweep this afternoon. We'll talk to Brad Adam coming up in about 15 minutes. We're going to push him up just because of the day game. Today, they get it done last night. Cal Raleigh continues to be on a heater. Have you seen that stat? That blew me away. And, you know, we talked about this earlier in the year about, you know, young guys that they brought up, you know, their homegrown talent. And I'd mentioned that, you know, Raleigh just hasn't delivered yet. And literally since that time, he's delivered. Since May 15th, he's the number one catcher, not in the American League, in all of baseball, in home runs and RBI. Number one.
It's so weird.
So I was wrong on that one. So, hey, sports radio auditor, at the end of the year, you can come back and audit me and Jim on that one.
It's, everybody was thinking, boy, Raleigh doesn't belong in the major leagues. Too bad about Tom Murphy getting that injury. And now, blessing in disguise that Murphy got hurt. You hope Murphy, you know, is going to be okay and come back.
Remember when you got mad at me?
All that stuff.
Hey, I'm going to audit myself again. I was right.
Yeah.
But remember I said...
So we're glad that Murphy got hurt in a way, right? Aren't we?
I mean, if we're being honest, yes.
It's not career ending for Tom Murphy.
Of course you're glad.
Tom Murphy's not that good anyway, is he? I mean, everybody likes Tom Murphy. We like his face and, you know, we like his personality. But, I mean, the guy's what? He's been a backup catcher most of his career, right? I mean, you don't look at Tom Murphy and go... Like when we were talking about, boy, the injuries the Mariners have had, Haniger, and then Tom Murphy is like, not that great a loss, except you didn't have much in Raleigh, or you didn't think, and then you had Torrens, who...
Well, there were a few people like, wait till we get Tom Murphy back.
who was saying that?
I don't know. There was a few people out there that that had this thought about Tom Murphy. We're really missing that Tom Murphy AB.
I do remember him getting thrown in like the Kyle Lewis, Mitch Haniger, Tom Murphy injury.
He was. It was like, what? He was being thrown in there. Wait till we get this offense back. You know, Kyle Lewis and Mitch Haniger. And can't forget about Tom Murphy. No, I can.
Well, I part have. Of that was such a huge drop off from him, even though he wasn't that high water. But, I mean, you were.
Hey, I'll repeat what we said earlier this year, like a couple of months or a month and a half ago. The best thing that happened to this team was him getting hurt. It just was. And now it sounds mean to say that.
The best thing out of everything?
That was one of the best things was for him to get hurt, because he never, Cal Raleigh would never have been back up if Tom Murphy had continued to kind of hit. They would have just kept him down there.
How would you feel if you're Tom Murphy hearing some guy on sports radio saying that, though?
It's the truth.
Got this guy in Seattle saying that it was good that I got hurt.
It's the truth.
No, it is the truth. I agree with you. I mean, has anybody missed Tom Murphy, especially with Raleigh? Raleigh would, he might still be in Tacoma right now because.
It's allowed him to play every day.
Yeah.
I mean, it just does. It's just allowed him to play every day without that security of him being there. I'm sure Tom Murphy's helped him behind the scenes with stuff. I'm not saying that he's not a good teammate. I'm just.
No, I know.
The silver lining of it was him getting hurt.
Yeah.
Because it allowed him to come out and play and kind of show himself and prove himself. And
yeah, Raleigh's been great.
He's been unbelievable. And I think, you know, when. I think we talked about this, you know, a few months ago before he went on this little run was, you know, to that date, he just had not proven himself. And when you talked about, you know, where they were at as a young team and. All these guys in terms of building for the future, I just would not include him in that yet in that conversation because he hadn't done anything yet. It was only one guy that was doing it, and that was Julio. But now he is one of those guys. I'll say this about him, the one knock on him, he's not going to make an all-interview team. And I want to give maybe a glass of red wine to Jen Mueller because she was trying last night. Boy, was she trying with him. He just did not want to play along.
I missed that. So it was just like one and two word answers.
Ooh, it was a rough one.
Yeah.
It was. But that's who cares? That's not his forte.
But, you know, typically, like I heard George Kirby with Chuck and Buck today.
Yeah.
And he struck me as being the kind of kid that a couple years from now, he'll be a really good interview. And right now he's passable. But no one really cares about how they are in interviews. But, you and I do.
We just want him to hit.
Yeah.
And he's been hitting. And that's just a great sign. Great sign to see him hitting. And if they go for the sweep today with Marco on them, what they have done, at least in the first two games of the series, is just they could have allowed. I think past Mariner teams would have maybe allowed this to snowball on them. Having lost three straight without their best player, easily could have lost the first game. I mean, keep it in mind. They could have easily lost the first game. They could have easily have lost last night.
Yeah, trailing going into the bottom of the ninth. Sure.
Okay, yeah. So, but they didn't. And they rallied back. After their bullpen blew it, they come right back in the next inning and take over the game. And, we talked about Carlos Santana the other day, hustling up the first base line to prevent the double play. And then he comes through last night, and you just see the reaction from his teammates, how much they kind of care for that guy and love that guy. And then they reward him. Now, maybe they were always going to do this because Anders and I were talking about this in the sports bit. Maybe they were always going to do this, but he's in the lineup today playing first base, no Ty France. And Ty France is on a heater, too. But maybe they're just giving France a little break because they're playing. What'd you say, Anders? Are they no off days in the next 13, 14?
Yeah, 13 out of the All-Star break they have in a row.
So maybe that's it. Or maybe they're just kind of throwing Santana a bone. You know, we're going to start you here, play you at first. Kyle Lewis is back in the lineup, but he's not in the field, but he's at DH.
Okay. Today. Well, that's probably more of a break from France, but I see your point there. I mean, Santana's been tough, man. I wondered if there was going to be a lingering carryover, like they maybe would lose two or three for Texas, and now they're in position to sweep them. And you can say, well, okay, now the Mariners are beating these bad teams. I wonder about, who's the Ranger manager again? He used to be here, right? Is it Chris?
Woodward.
I mean, how long has he been there? He's got to be in trouble, doesn't he, a little bit? I mean, that team is. I mean, you get those two big free agent signings in the offseason, and you're 10 games under 500, and you're 5-23 in one run game. So, yeah, the Mariners taking advantage of, what are they, 10-2 against Texas this year? Yeah, it's awesome.
Same problem with always the Rangers. Always pitching with the Rangers. That's just always, for some reason, has been their issue. All right, well, we're going to talk to Brad Adam coming up next, all brought to you by John Howie Steak. Brad Adam, number one studio analyst in all of the West Coast, according to Variety.com. Brad Adam, Root Sports, brought to you by John Howie Steak next.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? Ew, seriously. They squeeze the grease out of the wool and process it with chemicals, and then you eat it. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I got rid of products I didn't want anywhere near my body. I found that many multivitamins contain high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and even lacked some of the nutrients we actually needed. So what did I do? At 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. Ritual's products are made traceable, meaning we share the science and sourcing for every single ingredient. For example, our vegan vitamin D3 comes from sustainably harvested lichen in Nottingham, England, not sheep. We trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. See for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Now with Brad Adam, here's Buck and the go-to guy, Jim Moore.
That's right, John Howie Steak, the number one steakhouse in all of the land. 14-ounce USDA Prime Sirloin Mesquite Grilled. Oh, doesn't that sound good? If you're a fish guy, they got an Alaskan King Salmon. Try the spicy habanero butter shrimp. That is what they call the Mueller, after Jen Mueller. I don't know. I don't know if people know that. Brad Adam joins right now on the Beacon Plumbing Hotline. Hello, Brad.
Hey, guys. I did not know that.
Yeah.
But I guess if you're, you know, that famous, you go there enough, they'll name a dish after you. All right.
Your dish, it's the Brad Adam beer battered artichoke hearts. Did you know that?
It's like almost healthy, but then we beer batter it. Yeah. It's like, it sounds good. It's like a veggie. That's perfect, dude.
It's like the,
it.
It's like the, it's like the iceberg, the wedge salad. Oh, I'm going to just get a salad today. Oh, I didn't notice that there was a pound and a half of blue cheese on there.
Yes, blue cheese on there.
And then yeah, blue cheese dressing like on top of it. And bacon.
Those are good, though.
But I'm watching my weight.
Yeah. Yeah, we're just doing some. Girls like a lot of broccoli and cauliflower. We roast it, and then they just smother it with cheese and melt it on there. I'm like, I think you're kind of defeating the purpose. But it does taste good, and it counts as veggies.
It does.
So we're okay. Yeah.
Brad, you were one of many that Brad, that was adamant that Julio Rodriguez should not play in the home run derby because it's going to ruin his swing. And Brad, you were proven correct last night.
Oh, yeah, he looked bad, didn't he? Rusty. Not good, not healthy. Yeah. I don't think I was on record saying that.
Oh, you were not.
I don't think so. No. That was fun, though, wasn't it, to watch that and then have him come back and just, you know, he joked about hitting a home run his first at bat, and he does that. This kid is obviously something special. You know, one of the – think about this. Someone had us on Twitter last night, was genius. He played in Everett last year, single A. And now he's, you know, top, I don't know, 30 or so players in the big leagues. I mean, just what he's doing is amazing. And then he launches – what I saw last night, he's got his jrodshow.com. He's got his website. You know, I mean, he's got a social media team, a 21-year-old. He's going to, you know, take over baseball, take over the world.
Starting to feel like somebody else. Starting to feel like somebody else.
JK had his clothing line. You're talking about JK, right?
No, talking about a guy that plays in a different city.
The guy who wears his own jersey to practice.
Okay, so let's talk. What's worse, wearing your own jersey? Or if you're Quandre Diggs wearing a T-shirt with your name and picture on it. I don't really – I'm not sure what's worse.
I think the jersey's the worst.
Okay. Rather than your own face and name on it?
Yeah, that's pretty bad. He's probably doing it as a joke. Russell was doing it because that's just Russell.
Well.
But J-Rod is not Russell. Let's be clear about that. Yeah. So, yeah.
YouTube channel, Entourage.
Great to see. Yeah.
Hey, we love him now.
Wait a minute.
We love him now.
He's not going to change. Brad, he's not going to change, is he?
I think it's just natural to change a little bit, but I don't think he'll change that much in the turn into an A-Rod or Russell type. I don't think so. I think he's too genuine. You know, he just and the guys talk about how humble he is, which is really good to hear because he's already, you know, probably the best player on the team. So for a 21-year-old rookie, still be humble and still joke and laugh at himself and fall in line with the other teammates and listen to veterans. That's a good sign for sure. And I think we're okay with J-Rod.
Do you have anything on Ty France or other than just a day off? He's not in the lineup today.
I just saw him. Oh, is that right? Oh, I didn't know that. So you guys are great. Thanks for keeping me apprised.
Aren't you hosting the pregame show today?
Yeah, am I here? Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, it's at noon. I got plenty of time to learn some stuff. I would assume just a day off, yeah. Fear. He looked fine to me. I said hi. He seemed fine.
Okay, wow.
Seemed fine, but thank you.
I want to ask you about any other players, but I mean, I'm not sure if you're really...
Yeah, from one of the texters was saying that he might have an elbow issue. You might want to check that out when you get there.
Anders, can we get the person who texted in he may have an elbow issue? Can we get him on the show, maybe next segment?
Like,
yeah.
Some random fan is giving injury update from his couch?
Yeah. Yeah, well, don't give him a hard time. I mean, he knows more about the team than you do, apparently. Yeah, you should have him on.
What I know is this team, no, don't have them on, Jim. This team is in good shape right now. I mean, another kind of improbable win last night. And I was thinking about this road trip. You know, we made a big deal about playing the Astros and Yankees 13 times out of the first 20 games after the break. And you think, yeah, you need to do this record, whatever. I don't think it even matters, guys. They could go 2-8 on this trip or 2-5 or whatever it is, 1-6. I don't think it matters because their schedule is so advantageous the rest of the season. You know, the Central plays the Central. Those three teams play each other. East plays the East. This is the last series with Houston. So now the Mariners are going to get a steady diet. You got the Royals a couple times, the Tigers a couple times, and a lot of Angels, Rangers, A's. They've got the easiest schedule of all the contenders for the rest of the season. So I don't think this is an important road trip record-wise. Sure, you want to see how you do against teams that are going to be in the postseason. But I think the Mariners are in great shape, and they'll no doubt be in the race, be in the hunt for the rest of the season. So let's enjoy what's coming up.
Okay, I know you're right about that because I was going through the schedule the other day. The last 49 games, 34 against sub-500 teams. And then the last 20 games, I mean, you're looking at 4 against the Angels, 3 against Oakland, 3 against Kansas City, and then you got 3 Texas, another 3 against Oakland, and you finish out with Detroit, a 4-game series against Detroit. But still, Brad, facing Houston and New York, I mean, you'd like to see him go 500, wouldn't you? I mean, you want to see, like, okay, great, go ahead and beat up on all these bad teams, but let's see how you handle yourself against some of these winning teams, too.
Well, that's true, and it is important when you're thinking postseason, because obviously every team's going to be good, and they have struggled against the good teams this year. You know, they struggled against the White Sox, got them, Twins got them, the Rays got them. They did okay against Toronto, but you're right, it'll be a good test, you know, Yankees for 6 these next 2 weeks. It looks like Stanton's going to be out for both series, which will help. And Houston, you know, they got them last time in Houston. I'll be curious to see, you know, how they kind of respond after getting swept here. And Houston's clearly the class of the division. I think they're still the best team in baseball. I don't think the Yankees are as good either. So, good, yeah, not as crucial as we first thought because of that 14-game winning streak put them in such a good spot. But, yeah, you're right. You don't want to go out there and lay an egg, even though, like I said, I don't think it's going to hurt them long term. But a 3-3 trip, no doubt, that would be great.
Can I ask you a tough question? And you can defer if you want.
Absolutely, Jim.
Okay.
You and I.
All right. So, do you know if the playoffs started today that it'd be the Mariners against the Blue Jays? And you know what that means?
Ooh, that means Robbie Ray can't pitch in Toronto.
Yeah.
Huh?
So, what do you do with Robbie Ray if that happens?
Yeah.
You're shaking your head, Puck. Am I wrong about that?
Jim, I don't think that. I mean, I don't know what you can do. Right? He doesn't pitch in Toronto, and he pitches game 3 here, or whatever it's going to be.
Well, they won't have any games here.
They won't have any games here?
No, because the higher seeded team. Do you cover baseball? The higher seeded team gets all the games.
Yeah, so all the games would be in Toronto.
Oh, I see. Thank you guys. So the 2 out of 3 is all there.
Wow. So all the games would be in Toronto.
Well, right. If they've got higher seed, I see.
So they just got to get them, or maybe they lose a few games at the end of the season and get the third wild card.
Just intentionally lose.
Or maybe they just go to, maybe honestly, they just go to Ray and they say, hey, I mean, maybe I know you don't want to do it, but like, you got to do it or you can't pitch.
Yeah. I mean, look what's happening now. You know, the Cardinals have their two best players, Goldschmidt, Arenado, unable to play. But if that was a postseason matchup, that would be interesting. And I guess, you know, not knowing how he feels about it and beliefs and whatever, and that's certainly his decision. He might not pitch. That would be interesting.
Well, just Jake, get him.
Let's not worry about that now.
Yeah, we'll just get him and overtake Toronto. Then you don't have to worry about it. I mean, that will just get to that when it gets to that point. But yeah, I mean, that would be a massive storyline if you couldn't do it. All right, we got less than a week from the deadline. I mean, obviously they'll be active. They'll make some type of move. What, in your opinion, is the right move or moves?
Well, you know, I liked that lineup last night. You know, it was just about everybody there. You know, just missing Mitch Haniger. But with Lewis there, I know Santana's kind of a wild card. He's going to be in there when Mitch comes back. But it's getting closer. I still think they need a starting pitcher. And I'll be curious to see if they get a guy, you know, with a couple of controllable years, which means you'll give up more, or get a rental-type player, a guy who can just, you know, eat some innings as we saw Kirby last night. It's going to be, you know, limited going forward, but how good did he look last night? My goodness. And I think that, I think that a starter, as Jerry said, again, depending on what they're willing to give up. And I still think they would need an outfield bat. I just don't think that they can count on Lewis and Haniger to play every day. And that's going to be a massive juggling act with those guys, with the right field DH off, and how it's going to work with Santana as well. So I just think that they need someone that they could count on to play every day. You know, and it can't be Haggerty or Moore or infielders. You know, I think they've got to get an outfield bat. Okay. Easy to say. I think the bullpen's in pretty good shape. I don't know if they need to add. I mean, if they could, they certainly would. But definitely a starter. And I wouldn't be shocked to a backup catcher, veteran guy. Mm. But we'll see. Maybe Soto. I forgot to mention him.
Tarek Skubal do anything for you? Do you know that name, Tarek Skubal?
Yes. Yeah, Seattle U, lefty for Detroit. I don't know why they'd be willing to trade him. He's a guy that's controllable.
Yeah.
You know, young, I think he's 25. He's got really good stuff.
He's on the market.
I think he's really, really good. Yeah, that would be a guy, right? That would be an upgrade for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy, you know, bring him home. But again, you'd have to give up some prospects. But I'm always in the camp, guys, of giving up prospects because, you know, they're prospects. And not all of them are going to hit. And so I would always give up prospects for proven major league talent. And I think he qualifies as proven major league talent.
All right, get ready for that pregame show. If everyone's going to tune in today on Root Sports starting at noon, you will not find a studio host with more in-depth knowledge and analysis.
Thanks to you guys. Yeah,
than Brad Adam from Root Sports. All brought to you by John Howie Steak. And when you go to John Howie Steak, hey, if you're not in the mood for a steak, maybe not in the mood for maybe some fish, can I entertain you in
the
USDA Prime Bacon cheeseburger.
Mm.
Ooh.
Come on.
Ooh. That's the pocket right there, baby. Yeah.
And wash that down an Atlantic lobster tail.
Because money's no object when you're dining with us.
Put it on the burger. Why not?
There you go, brother.
All right.
I'm off to Houston and New York. I'll talk to you from New York next week.
All right. Love fun. We go hit the Broadway. We appreciate it. Thanks, Brad.
You bet. See you guys.
There he is. There is Brad Adam, Root Sports. All brought to you by John Howie Steak. If you're trying to entertain people coming in town, want to take some clients out, I'm telling you right now, you're going to get a wonderful experience at John Howie Steak. They also have their prefix menu. It's back, $78. You get 3 courses, choose 1 starter, 1 entree, 1 dessert for $78.
Mm.
Boom. Easy peasy. And as we always say at John Howie Steak, if a company is taking you there, feel free to order whatever you want.
Yeah, that's what we always say. Unless you're a new guy and didn't want to take advantage of the company. And
Jim, what would you
have some class.
I'll take the French onion soup.
Yeah. I got the $60 steak. I didn't get the, you know, the Bucky Jacobson. I'll spend $250 on my meal.
I don't even know what Bucky got. I'm still trying to remember what he got. Did he get like the filet combo thing?
He got so much that he was sweating on the face. Remember that?
He got the 4 ounces USDA prime filet, the 4 ounces American Wagyu, and then the Australian Wagyu, right? Is that what he got?
No, I'm not sure.
I think that was $272.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what he wasn't paying for. They were.
I have never had Wagyu. Wagyu.
Well, now, didn't you have it? Didn't you go?
No, I've never had it.
Yeah, it's tender.
The huge difference.
Yeah, I mean,
justifies the price upgrade.
They take the cow and they just put it in the small little cage and don't let it move. And that's why it's so tender. Just if you'd like to know how they do it.
I'll try it next time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. More of that coming up next year on a What's Up With That Wednesday. All right. Brad Adams should be on the tube in about an hour if you want all the very latest with your Seattle Mariners. I don't know if Ty Francis heard it. Somebody did text it in that Chuck said he was hurt. I don't remember yesterday in the game him being hurt. Does anyone? Somebody on the text line said he was hurt too.
Yeah, I just was looking here on the text line right now. And
he got hit. Was it last night he got hit on the elbow or 2 nights ago? Was it 2 nights ago he got hit on the elbow?
I think it was 2 nights ago, yeah.
First of all, he needs to stop crowding the plate and sticking his elbow out. That's why he's getting hit all the time.
Hmm. Well, next interview, bring that up.
Hey, Ty! Thanks for doing it again.
Yeah, just right out of the gate.
Let's be honest with you. I mean, the reason you're getting hit all the time, Ty, is because of you, right?
Hey, you're too close to the plate. Why don't you back up a little bit?
I can't hear you guys. Hey, you see me the other day? What is the T-shirt he was wearing?
No.
I had a big picture of his golden retriever on it.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're just going to go. When we talk to him again, we're just going all dogs.
All golden retrievers.
Yeah, we're just going to talk nothing but dogs with him.
Yeah.
And then squeeze in a baseball question. Somebody brought this up on the old Twittersphere. My happy place is, I think it brought this up before, so not a new one, but I've always wondered. We kind of were BSing about it a little bit. Kyle Lewis is in the lineup today, but he's DHing, and I know they got France and they have Santana now. At what point do they, if they keep Kyle Lewis, do they hand him a first baseman glove and be like, learn the position?
Well, at what point? I mean, it makes sense if he's going to be a DH and if he's going to be an outfielder who's compromised because of a knee, why not put him at first base? He could probably handle that, couldn't he?
Well, it seems like, first of all, this Perry Hill whisper.
Yeah.
This guy, it doesn't matter who he touches. He's already talking to that young kid yesterday, the shortstop, giving him pointers what to do, saying, well, he's got all this screwed up. I love it. He was like, yeah, I watched him for a few minutes. He's already crossing his feet too much, and I'll fix that in 30 seconds. It was that first-round pick who just signed for like $3 million. And I would love to know who the veteran that said in the piece that Ryan Divish wrote, he makes more money than I do. Ooh. I would love to know that.
Ooh.
That's got to be humbling.
Just a little bit, yeah.
So
no, that's not a bad idea. And I was asking you, too, during the break, you know, how do you think Lewis looks since he's returned? And I will, too. Yeah, I was at my kids' game last night and catching up on, how the Mariners did. But I don't know. Does he look okay? Does he look great? Does he look
running the bases?
Hobbled?
I don't know. I haven't really maybe noticed enough.
Is he looking the same shape he was in before? I mean, he was out, 2 months?
Yeah, a long time.
Yeah.
But I would, I mean, if you want to extend his career, I mean, the best way to extend his career, I mean, clearly would be DH, and now he can play anywhere. He can play in the National League. But also would be if you want to get him in the field at times and, then play him at first base. I don't know if they can. Are they past the point of no return with Ty France playing second base? Maybe. I mean, Ty France has bulked up a little bit too much, so maybe they are past the return of that, of ever trying to play him again at second base a little bit. But that could always be in the cards. If they had ever, not this year, maybe they'd want to entertain that, next year, years to come, about moving him over there. But
They could, and let's see what happens with Evan White, too, because we know how good he was over there.
And he's going to start hitting, right? He's going to be a rehab assignment here pretty soon as Evan White. But I would, in this offseason, they could even do it right now and just start it. Just hand him a first baseman glove and see what he can do. when will he play back-to-back games in the field? I mean, I know that's his, the most, I guess, value he brings is to being an outfielder, but really his value is just a bat. And if he has to play a position, how about play a position where maybe he's not running around all over the place?
Yeah, no, I like the idea. I mean, if you're an outfielder and you can catch balls and chase down, you know, shots in the gap and everything, I would think that you could handle first base.
I would think so. He's a good enough athlete. He's a good enough baseball player to do it. I mean, Ty France was a guy that...
Had he played first base before?
I think had no experience in playing first base. And then, you know, Perry Hill gets a hold of him. And again, at one point is Perry Hill just named president of this team? Because, I mean, it just seems like whatever that guy touches, that player is good. But he, you know, he turned him into a, you know, gold glove caliber first baseman.
No, you look at J.P. Crawford and what he's turned into, and then Suarez wasn't supposed to be as good as he is over there. So
he fixed him in 2 weeks he fixed him. All right, coming up next, and it's What's Up With That Wednesday in the second hour of the radio program. We've got voicemails at 11:30, tweet of the day at 11:45. There was some, you know, there. We've talked a lot about rebuild with the Mariners. It's a rebuild, rebrand. If you ever mention that with the Seahawks, people, it's no rebuild. You can't mention rebuild with the Seahawks. Ryan Neal, in fact, today bristled at that, the rebuild with the Seattle Seahawks. But they are in a rebuild. Mm-hmm. It's obvious and should be clear to everyone they're rebuilding. But to the players and the coaches, they think they're not. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.